Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, on the job site. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy at work, just like you? Right now, times are very tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to help you through your work day. So tell your workmates, your next-door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday 10 till 12.
You are listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9 with Tass and Macca. Macca, who are we speaking with next?
Okay, next we have Josh Burns. Josh is the federal member for the seat of McNamara.
My local member.
Your local member for the Australian Labor Party. Good morning, Josh.
Gentlemen, I've missed you. I've missed you both.
Well, we've missed you too. And look, I'm going to lead off with a question that has a comment in it. Is the reason we don't have a federal ICAC is because they need to drain the trough so all the pigs can get a drink and get their snouts in it before they introduce the law?
Macca, it's good to know that throughout COVID, your questions still have comments in them. I'm glad that that hasn't been lost. But you actually raise a really serious point, and one that we shouldn't joke about. Our federal government should be held to account for the decisions that it makes, and it should be held to account by a body that it has absolutely no control over. And that's what a federal Integrity Commission is meant to do. And I think if you look at the examples that we've had only in the last 12, 24 months, we are seeing time and time again the reasons as to why we need a Federal Integrity Commission. Scott Morrison shouldn't be able to call up the New South Wales Police Commissioner when Angus Taylor is under investigation. Angus Taylor is a walking scandal, and he needs to be investigated for his numerous scandals, whether it be water buybacks or whether it be even amazingly the revelation that Darryl Maguire, the New South Wales former MP from Wagga Wagga that's currently being investigated, met with Angus Taylor over Western Sydney Airport deals. The more we learn, the more it stings, and it needs to be investigated by a body with teeth. And the final thing I'll say is that Scott Morrison actually promised this. This is not something that the government hasn't promised. He promised it almost 2 years ago, and in Senate estimates we found out that the government's had an exposure draft of the Federal Integrity Commission since December last year, and they've decided to hide behind the bushfires and the COVID crisis as an excuse to not implement a Federal Integrity Commission. But Scott Morrison had a week off to campaign for the Queensland election. He has lots of time undermining Daniel Andrews' response to the health crisis. I would suggest that instead of making excuses, they should get on with it.
Look, an exposure draft, Josh, as you know, having worked in state government as well, you know, it doesn't just appear in the minister's in tray one morning. There's a lot of work that goes on.
It's a result of months and months of work.
Months and months of work, right? So this was promised 2 years ago. The work started on it around 2 years ago. The government has had it for almost a year to say we don't have the time. We don't have the time to do this, right? And I would be saying the same regardless of which government, which colour it was, right? At the end of the day, what it is, it's about the pigs getting their snouts in the trough before you empty the trough. Because if they were serious about integrity and stopping corruption, they would have introduced this legislation. It's just sheer nonsense and bullshit to say there are other things. There is nothing. You know, everything is important. This is really important. This is about the abuse and the misuse of taxpayers' money and about entitlements and influencing decisions. What can be more important than that?
Well, I think that that's 100% right, Macca, and I think that voters need to have confidence in the decisions that are being made on their behalf. And our system of representative democracy relies on a faith in that democracy. We're seeing right across the world more and more people losing faith in our democratic institutions, and that's being undermined at a political level, not just in Australia but around the world. And the way in which we can restore some of that faith, I believe, is to take some of the control out of the politicians and to have a level of accountability away from politicians. That doesn't mean that politicians, have to be investigated for every single decision. It means that if there is suspicion, then a body at arm's length from government can investigate the decisions made by the federal government, as they do for other state governments around the country. So it is important, and for the government to say, and for Scott Morrison to say that they've had a crisis that they've been focused on, I mean, it either means that they're lazy or incompetent, because they have thousands and thousands of people, and they have obviously already spent millions and millions of dollars producing this exposure draft, and it is nothing other than political will slowing this thing down.
So, Josh, how can an independent body that relies on the government of the day for its funding be independent? Isn't it going to be an instrument of the government of the day?
Well, governments, it's a good question, Tass. Governments do, within governments there are agencies, and those agencies do have the ability...
The Auditor General, the Ombudsman, and so forth.
Yeah, even the federal police have the ability to conduct their investigations without seeking permission from the government. But this is a similar argument, I would say, to help understand it, is one around the ABC, where the national broadcaster is independent. And when you hear examples of the Prime Minister seeking editorial influence or seeking to change a particular direction of the ABC, especially in the Conservative governments, and then hold the ABC to ransom over funding, well, that's when people get really, really cross. These are national institutions, and they're not there as playthings of government. They're there because they're really important. And just as in the same sense as the ABC or the Australian Federal Police or the Defence Forces and other instruments and other institutions and agencies, they are important, and they shouldn't be determined and held at ransom by governments and their decisions around funding.
And of course, at the end of the day, it really depends on their terms of reference and the legislative framework in which they operate within. I mean, we've seen examples where, in our experience, our community has been impacted by the state authority, IBAC, where we believe that perhaps some of the investigations
that they've done
have not gone far enough.
Being investigated by IBAC has been like Savage with a wet lettuce. and the reality is, Josh, what you're saying is that, if these organisations are independent and they receive government funding, IBAC, and look, IBAC have done some good work. I acknowledge that. I don't agree with their investigation into some matters. But what's happening with IBAC in Victoria is they're not getting sufficient funding, and they've said so publicly. And where an organisation gets funding, whether it be an investigative body or even an organisation like JOY, which has had some government assistance, and I can tell you there has not been the slightest attempt to influence the content or direction of JOY as a result of that funding. And if there was, we wouldn't have taken it. We wouldn't have taken the money. We wouldn't have taken the direction. But if you don't shine a light on this, what you're saying is, it's actually not that important. Nah, look. So what? We paid $3 million for we paid $30 million for $3 million worth of land, and then the Deputy Prime Minister says, "Well, at least it's now in government hands." You tool.
I think his direct quote was that he called it a bargain, and I think he's quickly walked away from that phrasing. I mean, I think that what we really need is a federal integrity agency with teeth, one that has all of the resources that it needs to conduct the investigations it wants to and it sees appropriate at arm's length from government. And that's not going to happen. It's certainly not happening under Scott Morrison, and it's not happening under the federal Liberal government. And it's not hard to see why they are resisting this, and they have resisted it for the last few years. Because, as you say, you know, they're spending $30 million of land that's worth $3 million off a person who used to be a Liberal Party donor. And then when the Australian National Audit Office raised these matters, as you say, and as Tass said, they had $14 million taken away from their budget in the last federal budget only a few weeks ago. So
nothing to see there. Nothing.
It stinks, and we need to do something about it.
Nothing to see there. Now, Josh, politics is a dirty business, and this is a question you weren't expecting, right? You weren't expecting it. Josh is about...
You don't have to answer it if you don't want
Josh
to,
is about
Josh.
I'm sitting down.
Okay. What interests me is, you know, there's a lot of discussion, you know, I've given the government a few slaps this morning. There's a lot of discussion going on in the Federal Liberal Party, in the Federal Labor Party, sorry, about how Labor is talking and responding to COVID and some other things, but particularly around some of the energy policy. You've got the, who's often been referred to as the idiot from the Hunter, Mr. Fitzgibbon, talking about things that really aren't consistent with policy. I like robust debate, but what's going on, mate? Like, how's this happening?
Well, I think it's a good question, and I'm always happy to talk about the Federal Labor Party, but I'm proudly a representative of it. But I would make a couple of points. First of all, is that policy debates are important, and we were meant to have a national conference, a national Labor Party conference in the middle of this year to outline our platform. And obviously that was then postponed to December and it's been postponed again because of the coronavirus. And I think that the timeline of wanting to have these robust policy debates was, you know, sooner rather than later, because there are important differences in policy, and that's not a bad thing. That's what makes our democracy strong, and that's what makes our Labor Party strong, is that we have really impressive and talented people who are passionate about issues, and they come and they argue for them with the full force of all of their energy, and I would include myself in that as well. But I think that what we're starting to see, especially given the limitation of coming together and setting our national policy platform, is Anthony Albanese laying down some of the policy that we're going to be taking to the next election, which has obviously been difficult because we have been trying to focus on the coronavirus and supporting the government, and not acting in the same way in which the Victorian Liberals and the Victorian Liberal opposition has done, which has been completely undermined the health efforts. But we've tried to act constructively with the government and to not distract from the crisis that the country is facing, and not make the government's job of managing that health crisis any more difficult. So we have done that, but now is the time that we need to lay out what we believe is the direction in which the country we think needs to go, and how we're going to get ourselves out of these really difficult economic situation that we're in right now. And I think a couple of those ideas and policies that we've announced is really positive, and one of them is on energy. Obviously, the childcare policy is focused around getting especially women's participation back into the workforce. But the rebuilding the national energy grid, Macca, is all about facilitating the growth of cleaner and cheaper energy, that solar and wind is becoming cheaper and more accessible to more people. There's also a lot of small-scale energy production. A quarter of all Australian households have solar panels on their roofs. So we need to be able to facilitate that growth. And unfortunately, Angus Taylor has been more focused on his downloading documents from the City of Sydney website to then pick arguments with Clover Moore than he has with actually laying out a policy in this country. So
thing
look,
is, he didn't download the document. That was the
problem.
And you know, I've got to,
or he couldn't read us.
You've made some great points there, Josh. And I just want to say, next time you see Joel Fitzgibbon in Parliament House, give him a bit of advice from me. Macca says, go down a coal mine, mate, but don't come back up.
I will say this about Joel is that he does have, I think it's over half of his electorate do work directly with the coal industry. So he is standing up for his electorate, and I really respect that. And I do think that it's incumbent on all of us as Labor people to put forward ideas, that it's not personal, it's about the policy. And as long as we do that in a constructive way, it gives us the best chance of forming government. And that's really what I'm focused on, and that's what we have to be focused on, because as we've been discussing this morning, the current mob are more interested in other things, and there are, including covering up some of the really shambolic and disturbing decisions made by them, and the expenditure of taxpayer funds. We need to do better, and we need a Labor government.
Josh, thank you very much for your time this morning. Always great to have you on the airwaves. It's been far too long. And perhaps once we can and have guests in the studio, we'd love to see you in here again.
The last time I was in there, Tass, was with Timmy Wilson. We did our Hour of Power. It's been a big year, but I'm really looking forward to coming back and seeing folks.
And, of course, early next year you'll be able to visit us...
at the Pride Centre.
In your own electorate,
in fact. In the heart of McNamara. Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
And today, you know who's going to do the next politician's broadcast? It's going to be Dean Smith and Kimberly Kitching.
Ah, very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
There you go. Well, Josh, enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for your time.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.